Kent, text 24 together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Avishatam Varsha Pughan Shadvargam Vishayeshu Sab Shanin Muche Nidham Jata Paksha Ivadvijaha. Translation: having enjoyed sense gratification for many, many years, O King Parikshit, Yayati was accustomed to it, but he gave it up entirely in a moment, just as a bird flies away from the nest as soon as its wings have grown. We'll go back and read 21, 22, 23, because there's no purport. Then again 24, and then the purport. Text 21. Shukadev Goswami said, after speaking in this way to his wife Devayani, King Yayati, who is now free from all material desires, called his youngest son Puru, and returned Puru's youth in exchange for his old age. King Yayati then gave the southeast to his son Druhyu, the south to his son Yadu, the west to his son Turvasu, and the north to his son Anu. In this way he divided the kingdom. Text 23. Yayati enthroned his youngest son Puru as the emperor of the entire world and the proprietor of all its riches. And he placed all the other sons who were older than Puru under Puru's control. And then this verse. Having enjoyed sense gratification for many, many years, O King Parikshit, Yayati was accustomed to it, but he gave it up entirely in a moment, just as a bird flies away from the nest as soon as its wings have grown. Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
That Maharaja Yayati was immediately liberated from the bondage of conditioned life is certainly astonishing. But the example given herewith is appropriate. A tiny baby bird, dependent fully on his mother and father even to eat, suddenly flies away from the nest when its wings have grown. Similarly, if one fully surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is immediately liberated from the bondage of conditioned life, as promised by the Lord Himself, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yishyami. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18, Kiratahu Nandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Sumbha Yavana Kukshadaya Yinye Chapapa Dapashraya Shraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. Kirata Huna Andra. Hey. Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumba Yavana and the Kasa races, and even others addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord for He is the supreme power. I beg to offer my humble obeisances unto Him. Lord Vishnu is so powerful that He can deliver anyone at once, if He is pleased to do so. And Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, can be pleased immediately if we accept His order by surrendering unto Him, as Maharaj Yayati did. Maharaj Yayati was eager to serve Vasudev Krishna, and therefore, as soon as he wanted to renounce material life, Lord Vasudev helped him. We must, therefore, be very sincere in surrendering ourselves unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Then we can immediately be liberated from all the bondage of conditioned life. This is clearly expressed in the next verse. So you know the storyline up to the point. Yayati has been showing the symptoms of very attached person, so attached that he requested each of his sons, please give me your youth so I can enjoy, and I'll give you my old age. And only one agreed to do that, that was Puru. So when Yayati had this epiphany, this realization that pursuing material life is just like that of animal existence, I'm finished with it. He took shelter of the Personality of Godhead. And when he surrendered to the Personality of Godhead, the Personality of Godhead helped him. Now, you recall from the Chaturshloki verse last night that we discussed, residual tendency, do you remember? Aham Ajnanajam Tamaha. Krishna is the swift deliverer from the darkness born of ignorance.
Krishna, so,
what is the essence of ignorance? Essence of ignorance is abandoning our real identity and taking shelter of a different identity, illusion, that which we are not, Maya. Just like we were speaking about confidential, more confidential, most confidential. So this confidential knowledge is to understand we're a spirit soul, not this body. It may sound very elementary, but we can't go beyond confidential knowledge to more and most confidential knowledge without getting that one right. You know this example that Prabhupada has given. When you do a mathematical calculation, if you make a mistake in the very beginning, all of the other calculations may be done correctly, but the information is wrong, 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 wrong. So you have to go all the way back to the very beginning, correct that initial calculation, and then you can adjust and get a correct conclusion at the end. So on this point of having the correct calculation at the beginning, when Rishabhdev was instructing his 100 sons about how to fulfill the purpose of life, he began on this point very strongly. My dear devotees, everyone who is here instead of there, or running around in the marketplace of the world of passion, you're here because, whether brahmachari or grahastha or vanaprastha or sannyas, you would like to move towards the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead, yes? Just like Srila Prabhupada accepting so many children, whether grihastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari. So many persons who are dependents and like Rishabhdev, wanting to instruct them how to reach the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. How important it is to understand this confidential knowledge of our true identity. It's such a basic teaching, it should be so easy to understand, right? Why is it so difficult? Who can say? According to our scripture, what is the reason? It's so difficult to realize. Huh? We're conditioned. Conditioned by? Three modes of nature. Think of the section of the Bhagavatam that we're studying. Yayati is teaching. Yaya samohito jiva. Atmanam trigunatmakam. Or in the teachings of Rishabhdev. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yat indriya pritya apranoti. Sadamanya yata atmanoyam. Asanapi klesha da ashadeha. He's teaching both this first canto verse, very, very core, important teaching in the Bhagavatam. Vyas realized why the living entities become bewildered. Yaya samohito jiva. Atmanam trigunatmakam. They accept the body to be the Atma, and then bewildered, because when you, it's a mathematical formula. I want to enjoy, plus I am this body, equals sense gratification. So, the mind becomes bewildered when thoughts of sense gratification enter the mind. Yaya sammohita jiva. The mind becomes bewildered when thoughts of sense gratification enter into the mind. So Rishabhdev teaches, nunam pramatak kurute vikarma yat indriya pritya. Oh, our dear senses, apranoti. This pramata means mad. One can say, that person who finds the senses to be very, very dear to them is a mad person. They become crazy, insane. The pursuit of happiness through the senses and objects of the senses is madness. Here's Krishna's teaching in Bhagavad Gita. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha ya evate. So here we are. This is a jiva. I want to enjoy because I'm part and parcel of the Supreme. Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer. I'm part and parcel of Krishna. It's not wrong. It's my constitutional position. I want to enjoy. Oh, there's an object. I have a desire to enjoy. There's an object. Through my senses, I extend my senses over to that object. I'm expecting bhoga, enjoyment. But what happens? Dukkha happens. Dukkha yonaya, the birthplace, the womb, the yoni of dukkha is that expectation of happiness through the senses. Dukkha yonaya evate. One who is on the other side of that pramata is called apramata. We recently were observing the appearance of Lord Varaha, yes? Varahadev's appearance. In that chapter of Varahadev's appearance, Manu comes before Lord Brahma. Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, is directly born from the body of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma simply expanded his body and poop, he manifested Swayambhuva Manu and Shatarupa. Can anybody here do that? Just poop. And Manu came before his father already with a mustache. It says specifically. So he was mature in his age somehow. And he said, "Some service, please? Any service for me? Where's our temple commander? Any service for me?" It's a temple commander's dream, or temple president's dream, or Lord Brahma's dream. Because Lord Brahma was given a mission by the personality of Godhead himself. What was that mission? Fill the universe. And then populate the universe with good praja. All he needed is help. So he wanted his first sons, the four Kumaras, "Please help me." And they said, "No, we want to stay in the Brahmachari ashram. No, thank you." So Brahma became angry and Rudra appeared from his brow. And then he expanded into 11 Rudras and made havoc all over the place. Brahma said, "Sit down and just meditate. It's, be nice." And then Manu and Shatarupa appeared. And Manu is saying, he's not saying no. He's not running around making havoc. He's saying, "Some service, please." Then Brahma says, "You pleased me very much by your surrender and submission. Because of your being sane, apramata." Apramata means you have control of your senses. Pramata means no control of the senses. In fact, the senses are all over the place. I see India degrading very fast. Maybe used to, but I come every 6 months, and it's like watching a whirlpool that's going at such speed. It's just terrifying. Pramata. People are losing their sense of culture, losing their sense of right and wrong, losing their sense of modesty, losing all sense, becoming just like that crazy place that I come from. Crazy. Same set of values, sense gratification. Pramatak. Manu, according to Brahma, his qualification was apramata. Prabhupada translates that as sane. A sane society understands there's no happiness in sense gratification. It's dukkha. Those that don't understand that, yaya sammohita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. But the good news is, there's a remedial measure. I'll go in shorter bites. Brahma was appreciating Swayambhuva Manu as having two qualities that immediately connect with Yayati's story here. Brahma said, "Manu, you are sane, apramatak, and also atma samarpanam, you're fully surrendered. With the mood of service, you have come before me to try to receive some instruction from me. Therefore, you will be able to transcend all the obstacles of life because of these two qualifications, control of the senses and surrender to the personality of Godhead. And that's the lesson of this morning's verse. Also, when one surrenders unto the personality of Godhead, it doesn't matter your previous circumstance, like the second canto verse, Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda Pulkasha, Abhira. So many disqualifications, even those who are like Yayati, very much absorbed in sinful activity, if that person can surrender unto the personality of Godhead, just like we have this verse for purification. What is the verse? Apavitro pavitrova sarvavastam gatopi vayasmaret pundarikaksham sabhaya abhyantara suchihi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Just by remembering yasmaret pundarikaksham, even if one is, whatever the circumstance, purified or unpurified, just by remembering the personality of Godhead, one can be delivered, just as Yayati. He was so much absorbed in sinful life, just mad, pramata. But by surrender to the personality of Godhead, he became at once relieved from all of that involvement in material existence. Okay, final point. Those of you that are asleep can wake up because we're just going to do the final point now. In our discussion last night, we heard from the fourth of the Chaturshloki verses how Krishna helps one. He promises, he feels so obliged to his surrendered devotee that the previous tendencies of that surrendered devotee, Krishna takes care of. Don't worry. Previous tendency, if you just stay focused on the goal to take shelter of the personality of Godhead, your previous tendencies Krishna will take care of. Personally, beware. This is the caution notice on what I just said. If one continues to go on sinning on the strength of devotional service and chanting the holy name, then the process of chanting the holy name loses its efficacy, or Nama Prabhu will leave. So we still make effort to no longer take part in previous tendencies that we may have, knowing that Krishna will help us become successful. But don't go on casually performing sinful activities thinking it's okay, Krishna will take care of it. In the purport, Prabhupada writes, Maharaj Yayati was eager to serve Vasudeva, Krishna, and therefore, as soon as he wanted to renounce material life, Lord Vasudeva helped him. We must therefore be very sincere in surrendering ourselves unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Then we can immediately be liberated from the bondage of conditioned life. This is very clearly explained in tomorrow's verse. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any discussion this morning? It doesn't specifically say, but one can assume absolutely. It's not that one becomes exhausted from sense gratification and wakes up to a spiritual reality. That's not what happens. The whole idea of sadhu sangha is that sadhu sangha awakens that dormant consciousness within the soul, and the clouds part and one can see. So that sadhu sangha is imperative. Is your question like his question? What was the association for Ajamila? He had that association in his youth. He had a spiritual master in his youth. He left that association, that instruction, that training, but it remained with him. And the circumstance was terrifying. So when he didn't call, in the Bhagavatam, in that section, it describes when he called Narayana, he then remembered Narayana, and one can assume that means he remembered his teacher and the teachings and his life and devotion to Narayana. So that association that we have in our life, supposing somebody presently leaves because of worldly mindedness, they leave the association of devotees. That sangha with Prabhupada's teachings and the devotional service that we've rendered is never lost. It will stay with us. Narada describes that to Yudhisthira Maharaj. And it's our experience. We sometimes see somebody somewhere. Because I travel around a little bit. Somebody that doesn't even look like a devotee comes up and, like this happened at an airport in New York. I was riding in some, little bus. And one of the workers, I got on the bus and he looked at me and he said, Haribol. And I said, Haribol. I used to visit the temple and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In some other part of the world. He never forgot. So this association that we're getting now, this is permanent. Even we may in this lifetime desist. It stays with us. It becomes covered, but it's not lost. So same with Ajamila.
We're telling that we have 600 das.
Huh?
We are all having 600 das. 600 das.
Okay.
Six faults.
Okay.
So we are all.
We have six faults. We have more than six, but. Go ahead.
We are all part and parcel of Krishna.
Uh-huh.
So we are telling that whatever qualities are there in Krishna, we are all having that same qualities in minute part. For example, in Goloka, with Krishna, love is there, with us, lust is there. Like that, we have also enviousness, we have also this labha, puja, pratishta, like that. So, how these qualities are there in Krishna, in the spiritual world? In spiritual world, Krishna has love.
Lust here, like that. You want to say it, tell you. That's it? What we call the idea of the spiritual world is that in the spiritual world there is perfection. In this world there is reflection of that perfection. but it's distorted. So, like once Srila Prabhupada described, here's a situation. One devotee who lived and worked in Manhattan, his name was Atreya Rishi. He was Iranian. So to picture a nice Iranian young man who's a professional accountant. And he met the Hare Krishna devotees. And he started visiting the temple. And he was so enlivened by Prabhupada's teachings until he looked at the bookkeeping. Because he was an accountant, they said, can you take a look at our bookkeeping? And he looked at the bookkeeping and he went, oh, look at this. They're spending more money than they're making. Because we had a particular president at the time that Bhavananda was the president. And he was spending more money than we were making. And, you know, you couldn't even keep track of things. So Atreya Rishi wrote to Srila Prabhupada, what's going on? This is crazy. And Prabhupada wrote a very interesting letter. He did two things. He wrote a letter to give a lesson to Atreya Rishi, and then he got on the temple president's case. But the letter that he wrote to Atreya Rishi was, don't think that in the spiritual world, everything is perfect. He said, even Krishna makes mistakes. Even Krishna, when he goes into the pasturing ground and he's thinking of Srimati Radharani, sometimes he'll go and milk a bull instead of a cow. Because he's absorbed in thought of Srimati Radharani. So don't this utopian idea of the spiritual world. So, everything in this world that we call false has its spiritual counterpart where it's pure. Like Krishna steals butter. And it's perfect. Anyone here who steals even something like butter, it's not perfect. It's punishable. It's criminal. It's wrong. Or that which we call here lust. Young man, young woman have romantic attraction for one another and do their business together. In the case of Krishna and his internal potency, Krishna is enjoying his internal potency. So it looks like that which we find in this material world, but it's pure and perfect. So those imperfections that we call our qualities and faults here have their spiritual counterpart that's perfect, each and every one of them. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Jai. His Holiness Rompad Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.